Just unfortunately, a lot of big runs, and unfortunately the Eagles had the big run at the end. That was the difference.
Yeah, it was. We just couldn't get settled. We had the lead there, and then we just continued to shoot three after three. And when you go 2 for 14 or something like that in a half, there's got to be something, you know, internally that tells you to, you know, we need to work our offense. And we just couldn't get into it. A little impatient, and, you know, we handled their press better. And but on the flip side of it, once we got down here, we were quick to pull the trigger and not take advantage of our size down low. So those little things, I mean, they add up to big things, and, you know, on the scoreboard. So we just got to be more disciplined in our shot selection. And on nights when they're going, let them go. But on nights when, you know, it's hard to buy a bucket, you really got to focus in on running your offense.
It almost felt like here tonight, Scott said his bigs were kind of taken out of the fray there. Was it a little bit of Colby doing that, or is that maybe just settling for some deeper shots?
Yeah, it's both of them. You know, when we shoot that many threes, you know, obviously it's going to take away from their touches. But that 1-1-3 zone, they swarm the basket pretty well. They're usually, you know, have 2 and 3 guys down there. So it's a little bit of both, but at the same time, you know, we just have to be more disciplined. And you got to learn from your mistakes, and you got to, you know, go on and get better. And, you know, tonight I thought for the majority it was some of the best defense we had played, because yeah. Colby runs a lot of action, you know, continuous, you know, continuity offense where they're getting multiple cuts off the nail. They're getting a dribble handoff and a ball screen. So a lot of action. And I thought for the most part our guys did a really good job. But, you know, a big difference maker is when you have, you know, when you have, you know, Hunter Vaughn on the other side over there that just has the ability to create so much trouble, and get to the basket and create his own shot, it makes it hard. And I thought Lawson did an unbelievable job, you know, covering him for most of the night. He's just a playmaker, you know. He makes a ton of plays, and you know, they got the best of us tonight, and, you know, we'll look forward to, you know, playing them again and hopefully getting another a different result.
Well, and it was good to see a player like Alex Rodriguez step up, and he had some big shots there. He ended up with 8 points there at a career high, but that's a big confidence booster for another player for you coming off the bench.
Yeah, it is, and he does. We've talked about this before. He's got some creativity. He's got some ability. He's just smooth when he's out there. He might move his feet a little bit too much before he dribbles, but it was good to see him, you know, have some success tonight. And those are things that, you know, he can really do for us. And you know, as he puts, you know, multiple games together like that, he's going to get more confident, and we're going to get a little deeper on the bench if he can do it.
Well, I know this one stings here, but there was a lot of opportunities there, a lot of good plays for your teams here tonight. What's probably the biggest takeaway overall?
That we can guard when we choose to do it. Like I mentioned, you know, they run a lot of action, and it requires a full team effort to cover that stuff. And we gave up some easy baskets. You know, we got stuck on a screen or two. But the most impressive thing, you know, I take away from this is we can really guard when we want to. You know, playing a game in the 40s, you know, against those guys, that's pretty good. So, you know, we'll try to build on that.
Well, you get the big 18-day layoff before you head back to the court here in action. Goodland in 3 weeks here. And I know it's probably – I think probably everybody's ready for a little bit of time off before you head back to the run in January and February.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about, you know, a lot of our guys is they're two-sport athletes. So been grinding away since the summertime, and they're due. You know, they're due for a break, and it would be nice to get away and get some rest and hang out with the family. So, it's much needed at a time like this.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. And thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll see you next year.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep, no problem.